You're talking garden, many pretty things grow. I think you want me to be your garden gnome. You want me to be your plastic flamingo. You are not my mother and I want to go home. You are not my mother and I want to go home.
Harper Audio presents Coraline by Neil Gaiman, performed by the author. Fairy tales are more than true. Not because they tell us that dragons exist, but because they tell us that dragons can be beaten. G.K. Chesterton. Chapter 1. Coraline discovered the door a little while after they moved into the house. It was a very old house. It had an attic under the roof, and a cellar under the ground, and an overgrown garden with huge old trees in it. Coraline's family didn't own all of the house. It was too big for that. Instead, they owned part of it. There were other people who lived in the old house. Miss Spink and Miss Forcible lived in the flat below Coraline's, on the ground floor. They were both old and round, and they lived in their flat with a number of aging Highland terriers who had names like Hamish and Andrew and Jock. Once upon a time, Miss Spink and Miss Forcible had been actresses, as Miss Spink told.